Hi, this is Dan Hart. Thanks for listening. Occasionally, I go to WJIE 88.5 FM in Louisville. It's a Christian radio station. We talk about a variety of topics about life and about money. And a while back, I talked about a financial planning supplement that we have that's called Your Life and Your Money Financial Planning Supplement. You'll find a link to that right beside this audio file on our website. I encourage you to get the questionnaire in front of you. It has a Christian perspective, as you will hear, and Jim Gallipo and I, the DJ there, dive into some of the questions, and we'll cover this in three audios, and let's get started.
We're going to talk about some of the softer things today in regards to really thinking about, you know, money in our hands and what is our direction in life and some of those things. We're going to ask lots of questions. We're going to give very few answers. But the idea of the questions is just to spark some things.
Are you Alex Trebek now or something?
See, there you go. So you'll have to answer the question.
Will I win any money?
Sure.
Okay, all right.
I've got 12 cents in my pocket
all
here.
Right.
So if you're really good, you'll get it all.
At least you have enough to put in your 2 cents.
There you go. You know? Six times over.
There you go.
Yes, Jim and I do get a little bit silly on occasion. After a song or two, we picked up the conversation. Next, we talked about passions.
I hope anyway your listeners will decide that it had some value just to throw out some questions, some things to think about. And they're all questions, Jim. There's no answers in here. It's just things to think about with the idea that with the Holy Spirit working within you, that you might have some direction. So, for example, one of the questions simply is, do you have a sense of what God wants to do with your life? If we do have a sense of that, it's important to know what that is and to identify it, at least to the extent that the Lord reveals it to us, and to not to cover it up, mm-hmm. and to not to get so busy with the day that we just forget about it, which is, you know, so easy to do in our hectic schedules that we all have. Some sub-questions of that, you know, in what ways is God nudging us? What flows naturally from the background that we have or from our talents? What has God prepared us for? And some of those kinds of questions. Another way to kind of get at that maybe and get underneath that, are there certain people groups for which God has given you a passion?
Mm-hmm.
For example, maybe for evangelism, for mercy, for service. And this could include the hungry. It could include children. It could include edifying the saved. It could include prisoners. It could include all sorts
right.
of different kinds of things. What I find is that when I ask these questions of people, is that a lot of times they have answers. They do have answers.
They don't
have to look very deep. They kind of know what they are, and yet they're so uniquely different from one person to another.
Mm-hmm.
God really has gifted us and given us passions in different directions. Helps us to, you know, we pay attention to different things. Certain
right.
different things get to our heart. And I hope and I believe that that's the Holy Spirit at work within us believers. Again, the whole idea of the questions that we'll continue to ask is to get at that.
Mm-hmm.
Where is God kind of nudging you and pulling you? Because we want to go in that direction. So we'll
All
ask
right.
lots of questions.
And that may indicate what you do with your finances, I guess,
well,
ultimately.
Absolutely. You know, our motto is where your life and your finances work together.
Mm.
And really, whatever anybody does, I hope that that's the case, is where your finances are a tool and not the thing that's really controlling you. Mm.
It's good to remember that our finances are to serve us and not us to serve our finances. In my business, I own my own business, and some days I say that I own my business, some days I say my business owns me. But that's not the way it's supposed to be with our businesses or with our money. Our money is there to serve us and the things that are most important to us. Let's think about passions a little more, including something called a holy discontent.
Before you get a direction for your finances should serve your direction in your life. They shouldn't provide it.
Hmm.
And so one of the other questions under this whole category of passions is what stirs passion in you? And passion could come out as zeal. It could even come out as anger, maybe, or excitement about something. I've heard the phrase from Bill Hybels, a pastor in Chicago, and my own pastor, George Ross, used it this past weekend. Holy discontent.
Hmm.
Holy discontent. A discontent that really comes from, again, the Holy Spirit working within us to see something and says, it's just not the way it ought to be. And that's what really led Bill Hybels to start his church and has led many other people on many other journeys as well. And so that could be one thing just to look in. Is there really something that's going on that just says, you know, that just bugs me. It doesn't necessarily bug everybody else, but it bugs me, and maybe the Lord has given me a role there.
Hmm.
And one of mine simply is that as Christians, we very often ignore a biblical perspective about finances. That's what's put me on this journey for many,
many
years.
Gets in your craw, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, I wouldn't say that it's anger as much as, for me, as much as it is sadness. Because we could have such a tighter walk with our Lord if we really allow all of our financial decisions to be led by Him and by biblical principles. And we're losing that. And we lose our effect on the world as well when we're more like the world than we are different than the world. So that's just another question. What stirs passion in you? Zeal, anger, excitement. Do you have a holy discontent?
Interesting thought. It is 7:26. I'm trying to think what my holy discontent is. It's not coming to me at the moment.
Equipment that doesn't work.
There you go.
After a few songs, we moved on.
So what about vision? What is that all about?
Yeah, we talked about passions. Vision is just looking forward, and just some questions to try to get at that. One of those that I find interesting is that what if you have all the money you need for the rest of your life? You're not filthy rich, Jim, but you have all you need. What would you do differently with your life? So it's kind of a question just to say if I wasn't worried about that and consumed by all that. And so it just takes some of the layers off and allows us maybe to get at our heart and what we would like our future to look like. Another question is, do you sense God's vision for your finances? Sometimes we know kind of what direction God wants us to go into. Another, would you do anything differently in your life if you knew you could not fail?
Wow, that's a good question.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of things I'd probably do. Because you'd have a confidence to know that you could do it and you wouldn't fail.
Exactly right. And I just wonder how many things in life we'd like to do, we're called to do maybe, and yet
we
don't
try it.
Exactly right. I know I'm just way too often, I'm just too timid about things.
Right.
Even when I sense God's direction in it. I'm too timid, and that's just goofy, to use an unfinancial term. And another similar question, say you discover you only have 5 or 10 years to live. You'll be healthy for those years, but death could come any time after the fifth year.
Wow.
What would you do with your life? You know, and that, again, helps you boil down to say, what is really important? By the time I'm all done with this life and on to the next one, what do I sense God wants me to be all about?
Those are interesting and soul-searching questions, if you will.
Exactly right.
There you go. All right, Nick.
And finally, we concluded our conversation with a couple of questions from the philosophies section of the questionnaire.
5 WJIE. God loves you. Rachel Lampa from Live For You. This is Jim. Dan's here with me as well. Wrapping up things with him. Dan, thanks for stopping by today. Appreciate that.
Oh, glad to be here. We've just been talking about some questions, really just to let the Holy Spirit speak to you. And we've talked about some of the passions that we have, some of the vision that we have for our future. The next section of this questionnaire that I'm using is our philosophies. Philosophies, for example, here's one. Do you have a personal philosophy about accumulating money and assets? All right, for example, how much is appropriate to accumulate and how much is selfish? Usually, you know, especially financial planners, we're always just thinking about more, more, more.
Right,
you know,
right.
You can never be secure enough and that kind of thing. But really, as a Christian, and we're holding God's money, money that could be put to lots of good uses in our hands and out of our hands, then I believe that it's important before the Lord with the Holy Spirit to say, how much is enough? How much is appropriate for me to be saving toward my future or my kids' education or any of those kinds of things? And then how much is beyond that, which is just then selfish or hoarding, or maybe it's an idol of some type and that kind of thing.
We had to wrap up the first of our three conversations right there, but come back to the next audio file where we'll talk about goals and occupation and then on into some other things as well. If you want to, you can share your answers with me. Many of my clients do, and it does help me to get to know them better and to be an advocate for the things that are most important to them. As you've noticed, it's all questions. There are no answers here. What you do with your answers really is up to you, but we do hope that these questions today and in the next two audios will touch something in you which spurs you on to pursuing the things that are most important to you. See you next time. Oh yeah, and the lawyers want me to tell you, securities and financial planning offered through G.A. Repelin Company, member FINRA, SIPC. See you next time.